Available on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast catchers. Welcome to the latest edition of Nick Tan's independent music podcast, Is This Thing On? Dedicated to bring you new music from unsigned bands from around the world.
Welcome to another March edition. We have Sandy Glow, Pal Strangers, Poon. But check out this intro from Good Time Locomotive.
Lovely.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. How are we doing?
It was good. That my ears were just, oh, that was so nice.
It's nice, isn't it? It does something, that kind of thing. When it goes from left to right, it's almost like it's sort of like, it stretches your brain somehow.
Amazing.
Lovely.
So that was Good Time Locomotive, and it was called Transcender. They're from London, Hertfordshire. And I was just reading a little bit about them.
Is Hertfordshire London?
Well, they're saying Hertfordshire and North London. So.
Oh, well, it's like London Airport in Hertfordshire.
Yes. And they're saying on there, describing the new single, they're saying it's a voodoo musical dream lord meets a drummer in the music video to take him through all his childhood dreams.
A drummer?
The drummer.
Oh, the drummer.
The drummer, yeah, because I think there are two pieces, I don't know, so yeah. With added people. I noticed they were advertising for a keyboard player as well, but I don't think they need that because it's sort of like so clean and so nice.
Well, they might not need it in the studio because one of them's doing it.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned drummer because I was going to mention the drumming because, I don't know, I didn't really like the drumming.
Okay.
I didn't really like it. It was a little bit too... I don't know. It didn't sound very kitty. Didn't sound very drum kitty. Didn't sound very live. It's sort of, I don't know, sounded like studio computer. I'm turning my nose up.
You are looking over the top of your baffler.
I am. I'm like, well, you know, it's a bit, I don't know. It was kind of like dum ching dum 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 ching, and it's like, okay, but it didn't have the cohesiveness. Tell you who it reminded me of.
Go on. We're waiting.
Duran Duran.
Oh, right. Because they say they're a bit of new wave pop rock. So I don't
know. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I'd go with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen to it again. When you listen to it on the playback, because you listen to it when we finish, don't you?
Yeah.
Think about Duran Duran.
Okay.
Very much.
Yeah. I just really enjoyed it. It was just
I loved it.
It was like straight up. It was like, oh, I'm here again. I'm enjoying music again.
Yeah, this is nice. This is what we want, isn't it?
Yeah.
And absolutely. It's lovely and sunny.
The sun's streaming over my back now. It's been gorgeous. It was pouring down with rain about an hour ago.
It was.
But yeah, so we're into our third one of March.
We are.
We're nearly at the end, aren't we? What's the date today?
23rd. We've got another week or so in March. Oh, okay. We're all right.
And then the clocks will change and then we'll be all happy and sunny.
Yeah, let's hope so. A bit of sun. We had a bit of sun. We went for a coffee, didn't we?
We did, yeah. That was nice sat in the garden.
Lovely. It was lovely. Right, so anyway, let's have some more music. Right, listen to this. You love all this. This is Pale Stranger.
Set me on fire.
What did you say when that track started? Here come the drums.
Here come the drums. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus, lovely.
So that is Power Strangers. They're only a two-piece from the, from the Northwest.
Make a lot of, they make plenty of noise for a two-piece, I can tell you that.
A hard rock power duo. Yeah. And I think that's exactly what they were. I was just trying to read a little bit about them, really, but yeah, can't remember.
It's awesome. Awesome. I've noticed a pattern, actually. I was looking at, quite literally a pattern, because what I'm looking at now, when I look at my computer screen, I look at the tracks that are up there. So I've got all the little waveforms.
Yes.
So I can see the tracks, and I can see where there's breaks and stuff. And with a lot of the tracks, especially the hard rock tracks, there are generally two breaks.
Yes.
So we start off slowly. Not slowly, we start off like, and then it cracks in, and then there's a breakdown somewhere, and then it comes back in again, and then it breaks down again. There's a third break, not a third breakdown, but like a third gap from, you know, and it's like, I don't know.
Didn't need the third one? Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'll tell you what I could have done with, I was thinking about it, is that on that third breakdown, it sort of breaks down a little bit and then comes back even harder. I'd have done without the breakdown.
Okay.
Because we're there now.
Yeah,
don't take, I think this third breakdown bit, it's not a third breakdown, it's a second breakdown. The second breakdown, I'm over it. Once I'm rocking, I don't want to stop rocking and then I'm going to start rocking again.
What I thought was, as they come back in again, I could just see all this headbanging going on as it bounced back in. You know, you could see the crowd really going for it.
Maybe that's what we're looking for. But
I think they're a live act, don't they? It sounds as though that's a brilliant live act.
I'd have just liked to have got rid of that, and then just turn the volume up. It's like turning the volume down to turn it up higher.
Yeah, I
get it. And we've done it, but we've been there. Yeah. And I was there. I wanted that. I wanted all that. I didn't want it to go, don't break down again.
Yeah, you're in. They had you
in. I'm
in. Quite interested this. So I've just read a little bit about them. It's saying, the drummer, Chris, says, Stairway to Heaven, believe it or not, he says, I remember learning that song on drums while my granddad learnt the keys part and my dad the guitar and my uncle the bass. Get that in the back room at Christmas.
Those Sunday afternoons, they were lovely, weren't they?
Great stuff. That's a really powerful track, though, for us to come into.
Great track. Really like that. Really, really liked it. But yeah, what I might do is, just for us, later on, I'll edit it so it does it. Anyway, Sandy Glow. You'll love this. You will like this. I know you'll like this. Love this.
It's not going to be rock again by the sound of it.
It's not. This is Sandy Glow. And
is it the past that affects my will?
I'd like to know. Is it him again, leaving again? He'd been by her side, but not her love is slowly dying. By pictures, colors, and lines, the envy of who missed it. Been there, but feeling distant. She had short hair, white skin, and wise eyes. She could see what he could not in everyone's heart. And when I think of her, it makes me cry.
To be nice, the happiness of who missed it. Been there, but never listened. She was still there with a look in her eyes. While the weather is hot, she would have met him later on. And when I think of her, it makes me cry. It's so.
scratches are gone, you will be left on your own when this all disappears. You will be freed of your fears.
Still there. Yeah.
Mm.
So it makes me think. I mean, I did like that. There's lots of nice noises going on in there. But I don't listen to commercial radio anymore, like musical radio. So I don't really know how they frame these songs nowadays.
I don't know how they frame these songs nowadays.
I don't think they'd even play that, Nick, would they?
I don't know. But let's just say, for instance, that they did. I mean, what I try and do, I say try and do, because I think I pretty much do, is I'd like to play the whole track, like as it's been sent to me. So whether or not commercial radio stations would play the whole track in its entirety, or would they cut off the beginning bit, or would they cut off the end bit, or would they cut off both bits? I know they do strange things to speed things up and slow things down so they can fit certain time restraints.
They must probably play it in full on Six Music. It's the sort of track you would hear on Six Music, I think, right?
I don't even listen to Six Music anymore.
I think that's where it would come from.
It was like, I was like, oh yeah, Six Music, this is what I want. And then I got very bored with it because I just thought, you're just playing a different set of old music. You're playing some new music, but you're just playing a different kind of old music. And I don't like to listen to old music.
Okay.
I very, very rarely like to listen to old song, old...
Keep it fresh.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
I like to listen to
new music because it's what I am.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't piss on Steely Dan, because I still love Steely Dan. And if Steely Dan comes on somewhere, or I fancy listen to something, I go, oh yeah, a little bit of that, or any of the other stuff, even Bowie, Prince, all the stuff that I love. Sometimes I'll find some old Motown stuff, or some old Stax stuff, or some old funk stuff that I haven't heard before, and it's like, oh wow, that's good. Or sometimes I'll just fancy listening to a particular track, and that's where the streaming software is brilliant.
Yes,
I've just started playing congas, learning to play congas anyway. And Backstabbers is a great song, and I love music. Ding, 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 ding. It's lovely to play along to, and I really enjoy doing it. But I like new stuff. I love it. So yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. Well, let's take it back. So that is Sandy Glow, SandiGlowe, Sandy Glow, and with this incredible title, which is, "Is it the past that perfects my will?" Affects my will.
Yeah.
So she's Italian. Spent a long time in Manchester doing her.
like you do.
Doing her what she called her bedroom melodic guitar looping.
Uh-huh.
And then we're more professional with producers. But now she's gone back to Rome to study neuroscience.
Oh, really?
But she still continues her music.
Now, I'll be interested to know whether or not she does this in her bedroom or she's used producers on this.
She says, led to the development of Sandy's original and evoking sound, which ranges from... So she then went on to work with producers, yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, so she talks... she says, "I like to take the listener by the hand and lead them into a world of oxymorons, duality, hope and fear, light and darkness."
See, there's a scientist there.
Yeah, the lyrics are intentionally structured to remind the listener that even in the darkest hours, the light is never far away.
Oh, bless her. Sorry, that sounded really patronising, but I didn't mean that. It's like, thanks.
I'd like to go back and listen to all the words again. It's those sort of haunting sort of melodies and stuff in there. So it's one of those which is going to be a grower. Although I loved it straight off what I was hearing, but I wasn't really concentrating on what was being said, and I was listening to the sound rather than the content.
That's right, exactly right. That's because there were so many different sounds going on there, and that's what made me think: Do I cut this off at the end? And it's like the track before the Pale Strangers track. Could I have edited that or ended it at that breakdown? I don't know.
No, it's their track, know. Nick. We're here to promote their music and put it out there. So as it was intended.
All right, Dad.
I'm not quite old enough to.
How dare you? Okay. All right. Fair enough. But we loved it. And I like that. Na, 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 na. See that, you know, little ear. Anyway, let's listen to our final track. So all these really long titles, all these long titles that we've had. And this last track is called Tipsy, and it's by a band called Poon. We've been orally manipulated in this podcast, you know.
We certainly have.
We have. We've had our bits messed with.
Yes,
we ended up with a bit of
an afterglow with that, after some of the stuff that went on before it. So they're an all-girl band from Austin in Texas, and they're obviously a bit of a Mickey Tate looking at some of the band members' names, and also I just quickly looked and it said this is their previous album on the Bandcamp thing. It says produced by Phil Spector via satellite courtesy of the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Excellent.
It did have a bit of Phil Spector-ish in there, didn't it?
There was also, because you mentioned there, what did you say?
They describe themselves as a Ween tribute band, but I don't know, W-E-E-N, I don't know who Ween are.
I don't know who Ween are, but I know who Niels Frahm is. And Niels Frahm, and it put me in mind of Niels Frahm, especially the piano, and there were some other bits in it. If you know Niels Frahm, you don't know Niels Frahm.
Fill me in.
Niels Frahm. How do you describe Niels Frahm?
Well, he's not from a band. He's not keyboard playing a band.
No.
I vaguely know the name. That's why I did. But
you vaguely know the name because I've mentioned him to you.
Okay, all right.
I have a playlist on Spotify called Calm. And if I'm ever feeling uncalm and I need to calm myself down, I listen to this Calm playlist, and it's got a lot of tracks by Niels Frahm, and actually he's playing live in around Southampton time, around here soon in the next couple of months. I was thinking, do I want to go and see him? Because if I can't sit down and just go, it's not a mosh pit, man. But the noises were very reminiscent of Niels Frahm for me.
Okay,
so I really like that. Really, I mean, it's just you don't get that on Radio 6. you don't get it on old radio stations, and you don't get to hear these sort of sounds if you keep on listening to the same old bloody radio stations.
Yeah, we do a lot of good exposure of different types of music.
I like to
here.
Think so.
And always, you've got to have your headphones on because they make such a difference to that sort of music.
Yeah.
And the previous track, you know, there's such a lot going on which you can't pick up unless you've got your headphones on.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a real little treat for the ears.
Indeed. Indeed. So did you like that?
Oh, I loved it. I'm going to go back and listen to it again. It's another track I need to go and investigate.
Excellent. Awesome. Right. Well, we're done for this one, mate.
That was quick.
We need to sort of keep pushing out that we're... When it comes to social media, the only one that we're really doing a lot on is TikTok. So we're loving the TikTok. And if you've come here via TikTok, say hi. And we will be putting out... What we're going to do is we're going to be putting out TikToks on all these podcasts. And we're also going to put them out, hopefully, depending on how we do, start to backfill. So we're going to start to go backwards and start to promote to the tracks. Because, I mean, there are over 400 episodes of this bloody thing, and we'll go back every so often. And we're also going to be taking on advertising. I haven't worked out exactly how we're going to do it yet, but if you've got a product, and it could be like it's got to be a digital product, and it could be if you're a band member. I know we don't get many bands listen to us, but I know we get a lot of fans listen to us. If you think that we should it'd be a 30-second advert for a band or some sort of digital product, then give us a shout, because for the moment, catch us while it's free, because it will be free. So what we'll do, we'll either make a 30-second advert, or we'll have a 30-second advert for the product, band, whatever it is, and it'll be up to 30 seconds, no more than 30 seconds. We could do less than 30 seconds. And what the plan will be is there'll be for, you know, each campaign will last for 4 podcasts. That's what's been decided by the committee. Me in the shower the other night when I was trying to work all this stuff out. But at the moment, I'm not going to be charging. So just if you got catch us, and you can find us everywhere. I'll see you on TikTok. I'll see you next time. Thanks very much, Chris. Thanks very much, everybody, for putting their products. Send me their tracks and stuff. And I'll speak to you soon. I love you all very much. Goodbye.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?